The Innisfil community of Degrassi Point gathered Saturday to celebrate the life of John Alexander Wardrop, who died on August 3 at the age of 92. Wardrop was introduced to Degrassi Point as a child, and his love for the cottage area and Lake Simcoe led him to make it his year-round home, becoming the first permanent resident of Degrassi Place and its unofficial mayor. With his interest in people and his dedication to service, Wardrop had multiple careers over the decades, first with the Ministry of Transportation, then with Parkview Transit. He also became part of the South Simcoe Police family through his support of the Amalgamated Police Force. He contributed to police services whenever he could, in Toronto, Bradford, Innisfil and York Region, but became more deeply involved when, shortly after the amalgamation of the Innisfil and Bradford West Gwillimbury Police Services, he was chosen as Innisfil's municipal representative on the local police services board. Wardrop would go on to raise money for the police department, serve on the recruitment committee and provide endless support and encouragement to its officers, especially the Marine unit. His contributions were recognized when South Simcoe Police named its first police boat the J.A. Wardrop, and its replacement, a few years later, the Wardrop II. Whenever the police boat passed his home on Degrassi Point while on patrol, officers would sound the air horn or siren in salute, and Wardrop would come down to the shore of Lake Simcoe to wave. On Thanksgiving weekend, family members, friends, colleagues and members of the South Simcoe Police Service attended a celebration of life for Dad, Granddad, Pop, and as you know him, John Wardrop, said daughter Liz. He made a connection with you. He treated you with kindness, care and respect. He was a gentleman. Harry Walker shared memories of the coffee meetings that Wardrop hosted in his home, a long-standing tradition in the wider community, for 30 years, attended by Degrassi neighbors, Lefroy neighbors, federal, provincial, municipal politicians. It was always interesting. And even if the coffee was pretty awful, it wasn't about the coffee. It was about the stories, the fun and the friendship, Walker said. John will be very sorely missed at the point for all he did. He was truly a member of South Simcoe Police, said former South Simcoe Police Inspector Steve Wilson, now Division Chief of Investigations with the Toronto Fire Service. Wilson first met John Wardrop as a constable with Bradford Police Service, a friendship that was to endure. My first impression was how kind and how genuine he was, said Wilson, noting that some of Wardrop's proudest moments came when he was appointed to the Police Services Board, and when the department named its first police boat in his honor. He was such a great friend to all of the police community. The Marine unit was always a favorite with John, Wilson said, directing guests to look out over Lake Simcoe where the York Regional Police boat sounded a final siren for John Alexander Wardrop as it sped past. Among those attending the celebration of life were Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan and former Mayor Gord Washope, police officers, neighbors, colleagues from his days at the MTO and Parkview, family members and acquaintances whose lives he had touched with his sincerity, caring and open hospitality. Granddaughter Allison, employed in the food, wine and hospitality sector, defined hospitality as the friendly and generous reception of friends, guests and strangers, and one of the pillars that made Granddad who he was to so many people. For Granddad, it was community, connection and conversation, she added. He will always hold a special place in our hearts, said Liz.